The group is here studying higher education practices and principles in order to bring them back to their home universities. It's funded by the U.S. State Department and the Iraqi Embassy. When they left home, Kurdistan was in peace. Barzan Karim is from the University of Halabja.
We are not as safe as before we came here. See, when we departed Kurdistan, it was absolutely safe. And still we are safe, but we are under the threat of these new terrorist groups.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani had an op-ed piece in the Washington Post comparing attacks by ISIS militants to the rise of Nazism in Germany and saying, quote, "The world must act to prevent genocide and the slaughter of innocents." Gheyda Al-Faisal is from the University of Zako, near the Turkish border.
President Obama was right. We don't want the American troops to fight our battle. We want them to help us to build our army.
The group of Kurdish academics visiting Virginia Tech and the region will return home in 10 days as planned after completing final projects on university administration and teaching. Salah Koshna is director of language and development at Raparin University.
We want to be with our family, with our Kurdish people, and yes, yeah, we will definitely go back to Kurdistan. We love Kurdistan,
Even if it is not safe, it's part of our duty to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech has offered to extend their stay if conditions change. At this point, flights are still going in to northern Iraq. I'm Robbie Harris.